So our next speaker is Rafi Efizio.
Yes.
From DxO. He's going to present Yayi.
Okay. My name is Rafi Efizio. I'm working at DxO Labs. So Yayi is absolutely not related to DxO Labs. So what I present here is not affiliated to DxO. So, like some other people here, I worked at the Mathematical Morphology Center. So, what you will see is like a ratio phase from a morpheme presentation or Vincent Ariel presentation. So, Yayi is a generic framework for mathematical morphology and image processing. So there is not that much developers here. And sometimes Thomas Ritornaz, which is also an ex-mathematical morphology center. The idea of Yayi was in 2007, when I defended my PhD, there was a lot of issues raised from the genericity, and Yayi is an attempt to address some of them, like the slowness or the extra genericity or the difficulty to use. And there is also another thing, which is Yayi is open source, so released under the Boost license, which is very permissive. So we can see Yayi as an incubator for morpheme or some other generic libraries. So why genericity? Okay, we have a lot of type of data which are either on the image domain, which are 2D, 3D, 4D, etc. And we have a lot of value types, binary, scalar, color, multispectral. So the first idea was to have genericity in order to lower the development time. Let the compiler do compile the code you need exactly. So if we take, for example, a simple add function, there is a lot of combination and there is no sense to compile them beforehand in one library. So this is the idea of templates. We have one template function which do the addition, and then the function is compiled, and it suits exactly the types we are asking it. The second problem is that when you develop an algorithm, for instance, the labeling, the extraction of connected component, we are not only interested in extracting and labeling a new image, but also with a few changes, have some other type of output, like the adjacency graph or doing some measurements on each region. So we don't want to develop for each need a new complete algorithm. We just want to have a core algorithm, which is the labeling of the connected component, and then delegate the output to another structure that would do what we want it to do. For instance, we have the core of the connected component, and then during the discovery of each connected component, it would accumulate, for instance, the pixel values, and at the output create for each ID of the connected component, the one measurements, for instance, the mean of each connected component. So we want to develop once the core of the algorithm, and then adapt the algorithm to the need of the user. So this is done. This could be done by object-oriented programming, but it's more interesting to do metaprogramming, because the compiler would do some stuff that are interesting for runtime efficiency. So this is the main approach of Yai and Morpheme, of course. So metaprogramming is type resolution at during the compilation and specializing. For instance, you have the erosion, but for some combination of types at the input, for instance, for 2D images and unsigned char types, you know that you have an ACSO2 implementation, and it would automatically use this kind of implementation during the process, and it would be completely transparent to the user, to the end user, to the programmer, and it would automatically branch to optimized implementations. So in mathematical morphology, you have more or less three main concepts. So the images, which are just a container of pixels, the neighborhoods, and the orderings. And when you templatized each of these things, and you can run your algorithm on new types. For instance, during my PhD, I did some tests on lexicographical ordering for color images, and all the algorithms were the same, just change the order, the function that gives you the order, which, for instance, propagate to the priority queues that are used, or the comparison that are used inside the algorithm, and then you have your algorithm running on color images, which was not really straightforward at the beginning. So the main idea, one of the main idea, in order to have images, algorithms that run on any kind of domain, of space domain, is to delegate the domain logic to an iterator. So I guess a lot of people know that. The algorithm asks the image an iterator, which contains the domain logic, and then the algorithm can span all the space of the image, and we can write something like, for all points of the image domain, do something. So this is the main logic of iterators. What is this slide? So this is a universal methodology to which is heavily used in STL, that was tried to images, which allowed to do some morphology on 4D images, for instance. But the problem was it is in fact much less efficient than doing your raw implementation with the types you know beforehand. And there is a big drawback in running time. As it was presented just before, doing neighborhood transformation is like almost the same. You have a first iterator that spans the domain of the image. Then for each site of the image domain, you can center a neighborhood, which is another iterator, and then you can you have two delegates this time, one for the image domain and one for the neighborhood, and then you call a function on the pixels of the neighborhood, and then you have your min, your max, your erosion, deletion, etc. So the topology of the image is delegated to this neighboring function. This is, for instance, the morphological amoeba, which are special neighborhoods that adapt to the content of the image, which allow to do some filtering that were not possible before. So it's like a flooding, and it covers some area that are more or less flat, and then you can apply a min, a max, or an open and close, and then you have new kind of filterings. So now let's speak about Yai. Okay. So it's, of course, it's C++, because we have all these template things. There are also Python bindings, like many other people here. It works, since it is plain C, it works on a lot of platform where there is a compliant compiler. It has a very few dependencies. Only Boost is the main dependency. Of course, some image input-output libraries, HDF5 for multidimensional images, and each of them comply with the Boost license. So this is the website. So I'm not a web designer. These are the modules of Yai. So it's separated of Yai command is the presents the main utility types, and Yai image core is the image core. So it's the main image template. Okay. It's more or less the same design as Morpheme. So we have an interface layer which could be just linked to your library, and you use an abstract class of image, and you can do several things on this image. But the problem is that since you have an interface, you have to transfer the pixel values to intermediate values, like variants, and then it is relatively slow. This is the Python layer. So the Python layer plug with the interface layer. It's very convenient to use. And the template layer is the more interesting for me. There are several drawbacks, but I'm trying to cope with them. So this is a sample of use. Here, this is the type of the image we have. So this is a 3D image running on unsigned char. We define a functor that returns always zero. And here, for instance, we do an iteration of the whole image domain. And we assign to each pixels of the image the value zero. This is, we can use also the STL generate function, which does exactly the same as the block here. We have other kind of iterators, but not so many, only two. One which spans all the image domain, and one which spans blocks of the input domain. So we define a rectangular area on the image domain, and then we can iterate on this exactly in the same manner. So this is always the drawbacks of template. So many people say that it's not so easy. It's true, it's not so easy, but it's not so hard, no, neither. So here is just a functor that apply a modification of the pixels. So we multiply the input pixel by a predefined constant value. So here we store this is the value type, which is stored during the construction of this functor, and there is an iteration, which I will show later. The input value comes in V1, and the output value is returned. So we define something that applies something to one pixel, and there is one output. So this was for one pixel. Now, if we would like to do that for one image, so we have one input image, one output image, and the value that we would like to use for the multiplication. So here, this is the functor we showed just before, and we get the types from the image here. Here, this is the processor of the pixels. which will apply to each pixel the functor previously defined, the instance of the functor on the pixels, and the call of the processor that would process imin with the functor into imout. So the pixel processor contains all the logics of the iteration, and it extracts, for instance, the appropriate iterators. It calls the functor at each pixels, and it's very simple. When several images are implied, the processor, the application of the functor depends on the geometry of each image. And for instance, if we like to dispatch the processing on several threads, several processing threads, we should know what kind of iterator we have. We should know what is the semantic of the functor. And it would tell us during the compilation that spawning different threads which with this functor is feasible or not. So this is an example of iteration, a neighborhood iteration, so with several images. And then we see that here we have, this is generic, so if we don't know anything about the iterators, this is what we have to do. But we know that most of the images share the same geometry, so we don't need to have two iterators. And for instance, if we look at the places where the computation power is lost, this is mainly here. Here, because we have too many tests of the end of iteration. And here, because we have to increment two iterators. So if the images share the same geometry, we can use only one iterator and get back our processing power. Here, on the main loop, we have only one iterator. So this is the objective of the image processor in order to know what is feasible or not. If there is also other things, if we are on region and this region are in images that share the same geometry but with a constant shift, then we can do some other things like here. And we don't have to deal with two iterators during the main loop. How can we say at compilation time that it is possible to run this functor on different threads? For instance, the application of the functor at each pixel doesn't change the content of the functor, so it is constant over time. In that case, if the functor is copy constructible, we can exactly copy this functor and do the same processing on a partition of the image at concurrently. So it is the simple case. If the functor doesn't own any internal value, we can do the same. For instance, for two image multiplication, there is no internal value of the functor, so this is also possible. We can also delegate the optimization to some other function that would add semantic to the functor. Okay, 1 minute. what we do here, so XI is a partition of the input image. So the application of the function to the image is this, but we can also delegate the it is like So we duplicate the functor in a certain manner. We do the processing on each partition, and then we have an aggregation function G, which would aggregate the result of the functor. For instance, for the histogram, we have several histograms that run on each partition, and then we aggregate the histograms. So these are the content of IAE. So there is not that much function, because I'm alone, no? And but there is not so few because I use genericity, and I guess the last release dates back to the birth of my son, so it was 2 years ago, and things are getting worse because another is coming. So this is the future of IAE. I'm nearly at the end of this threading things, and I'm trying to release also a nice documentation. Thank you very much for your attention.
We have time for zero questions, but if the question is very fast, meanwhile the next speaker can sit up.
I don't know if it's a very fast question, but anyway, I see a lot of connections between your work and the GIL library,
yeah,
from Adobe, and which is included in Boost.
Yeah.
How do you compare your library with the GIL?
I guess GIL is not doesn't work really on 3D images or 4D images. Doesn't have all this neighborhood stuff. And doesn't have lexicographical orders or so many things that we needed during our PhD and that weren't there. And on the other hand, GIL was released, I guess, on 2006, 2007.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and these things dates back to 2003, actually, and then 2007 during the development of IAE.
Okay, thank you.